this is Joanne McDonald. I hope you enjoy this chili because it's reigned supreme in our family for years.
Weekly Live, Dave Kaplan, my film critic colleague. This is a,
you know what?
A real
some on ice. This is a little warm. Welcome to the sovereign. Sorry.
There's nothing else to say. So what do you think about doing all those chilies?
I am on tape. It was an experience. I wasn't really hungry. So I had a little bit of each, and I have some numbers in mind.
All right, and there you go, 1-3, my friend. All right. Yo. All right. Who do you want to get?
Kavish, be a first-time chili taster. Michelle.
Kelly.
Michelle.
Yeah, I answered to just
Betty. You ever go by Shelly?
No.
Just it's always been Michelle.
It's always been Kelly.
It's always been Kelly. I got totally mixed up on that.
Whatever.
What has been your experience with this? What do you think of this?
I like it. I have not traditionally been a chili eater.
Aficionado?
No, not at all.
All right.
But
it was interesting to do seven tastes, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I like it varies all across the board. I mean, you've got big chunks of beef, you've got spicy, you've got sweet barbecue, everything. So I'm really enjoying it.
Awesome.
I have my favorite.
Nice talking to you, Michelle.
Yeah,
I mean, Kelly. I mean, all right. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Rocasmella.
Rocasmella. Jeez Louise.
So you are here defending a title that is 4 years old at this point.
Yes, I am. But I was the first one to take the title.
I see.
So I was the one that set the bar back in the day.
So if we ever have a Hall of Fame, you will be the first inductee.
Yes, sir.
And how was the experience of tasting, sir?
Fantastic. I liked some of them.
Yeah, right. Yes. Go ahead.
Some of them.
Yeah, right. Yes. Go ahead.
I liked some of them. Some of them were, of course I didn't like yours.
All right, there you go.
He wanted some cashews, but there were none
there were
to be offered.
I want one more thing to say to you. Go Bears! So what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
I'm going for the repeat.
You're going for the repeat.
I'm going to try.
I repeated
darkness.
That because you're going to the repeat.
Stop it. I feel confident today.
All right.
There's a lot of good competition.
Now, I saw some preliminary last night. Your roommate tasted the chili, and he said
that you're in trouble.
Everybody's in trouble.
Yeah.
I say no. I actually took my first Facebook food picture.
Which I was confused by, because it does not look like the chili that you brought in today.
There we go. A controversy. Yes, Lou. Thank you. We'll move on. Lou!
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, and I would like to introduce a special guest to Lou Dickman Week, Miss Patrice. Patrice has been giving her bacon sticks to us. She contributed them today. And Patrice, can you just say hello for the podcast crowd?
And also, too, give me the full pronunciation of your name. Not Patrice, but Patriciana.
Patriciana.
So what do you think of this gathering?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's special because of Lou. And I think so. It will happen again.
Fred Seba, you're on the Lou Dickman Weekly podcast. Fred, 50 years ago today.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was watching television.
Yes. And what was on that television?
The Beatles.
There you go, the Beatles.
And of course I had 4 weeks earlier heard, "I want to hold your hand," and I could not believe what I was hearing.
Wow.
So I had to see these guys who I have never seen live on the Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago today, and it changed everything for me.
God bless. Robin, you've produced so many Lou Dickman Weeklies. Now you're on a Lou Dickman Weekly. What does it mean to you?
No comprende. Que mucho loco en la cabeza. ¿Quieres as? Yeah?
The biblioteca line.
¿Dónde está biblioteca?
Thank
no,
you.
No, no biblioteca. ¿En la cocina? No, no la cocina.
And that is the producer of the Lou Dickman Show. James the Rat Bastard Keegan is here.
You know I don't do interviews, Pat.
Well, what do you think of your chili? What was that all about?
Well, I was kind of goofing around a little bit, so I made it something that was going to really stand out. And it
all
probably
right.
stands out a little too much. You know what I mean? It's a real ring stinger. It's a fire in the hole.
And yes, it is, sir.
So it's memorable.
Family show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was PG-13. Stinger. It's a fire in the hole.
And yes, it is, sir.
So it's memorable.
Family show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was PG-13. What did you think of my chili, Pat?
Fred, what do you think of the atmosphere here?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a neighborhood bar. I love Lou. Lou's a gregarious guy. He's an outgoing guy. He looks like he's a character. All I know about Lou is what I read that you write about him. So he's got to be good. And any friend of Patrick is a friend of mine.
All right. You're God darn safe, brother. All right. Are you done, sir? Are you done through the seven?
I think so, yes.
Okay. All right. Are you ready to name three top chilies? Are you ready?
Not really.
All right. Well, go to the bar and get your vote in.
I will.
All right. So, have you gone to the seven?
The seven? I have gone to the seven.
Uh-huh.
Should I get my picks?
Yes. One through three.
I would go...
Well, don't say it to me. Write it down, sir.
Oh, I did. I did.
Did you write it down, Danny?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I'll tell you later.
All right. So, Lou, we're going to cut in for the winners, but do you have anything else to say before we name the winners?
Oh, my God, I've got a lot to say, but I really don't have the time.
So the job of the tally, what's that like?
This is easy work.
All right, easy work.
It just has to be. This is so crucial.
But the house does owe us a round of drinks for doing this.
Hello. Okay.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Come on. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Came in last.
In third place. Third. It may be a good number in craps, but it's not a good number in Lou Dickman Chili. Number seven.
James.
Who is number seven? Come up and grab your certificate.
Awesome. Thank you, people.
And now in number two.
Wow, that's a pretty good one.
And probably 30 of us will be doing number two in about an hour and a half. Number two goes to number two. And who is number two? Coveted certificate of all is the Joel Pickus Crunchy Bean Award for the last place chili. And will number six proudly. Decorum prohibits me from speaking quote, Animal House. And all right, ladies and gentlemen, the first place finisher and new Lou Dickman Chili winner goes to the Megan.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And everybody who came out to support me.
Your mom and your
And chili everybody that has good palates and they just like really know what a good chili tastes like. I want to thank you all.
Oh, that's beautiful. James, give me your reaction.
I think it was fixed. It's, you know, it's a Chicago way, yeah.
Hold
vote
up
early your, and void it.
Hold up the third place trophy.
Project it.
Blame it on the alcohol.
The Joel Pecos Award. What do you think?
Oh, that's just great stuff.
If you're not going to get number one, you might as well get last.
Exactly. It's like the turtle races when Yolanda comes in last. You get a free drink.
I do this right next to Roka Smell It. Give us your catchphrase out, Mo, for another chili contest.
Have an outstanding week and go!
Okay?
And be prepared for Fat Tuesday because we're gonna blow it out!
Go back!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Suspect Tallying Service. When you need to win the chili contest, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou tallies you!